and we thank Mick Price for taking our call at short notice. Morning to you, Mick.
Morning, Andrew. How are you going?
Yeah, good, mate. Thanks for coming on. I do appreciate it. Just for our Sydney audience up here on Ocean X that lines up today, I heard you during the week, I think it was something on social media, saying that your only concern is just going the Sydney way a little bit.
Well, she's taken a couple of goes, and we did inside grass with her before she left here in Melbourne, and she was average with it. And then Brett Prebble trialled her and said she was not on her Sydney leg. And then Wednesday she had a gallop on the Polly at Rose Hill. She cornered good but wasn't quite on her Sydney leg. But look, drawn the gate, she's had a few practice goes at it. And drawn the gate she has drawn. I think she'd be fine. Look, it's a race where I'm using how she runs to determine what I do with her next start. I'd love to run her as a three-year-old filly in the binary. So today's a bit of a get-back-to-racing day for her. If she can run the first three or four, I'm on track. If she doesn't handle the Sydney way of going and, hangs or does anything wrong, she'll nearly be coming home. But anyway, she's beaten restricted horses to this point. And she gets in, she's just against some nice mares. But like I said, if she runs well, she'll be going fine.
Mick, she must be pretty tough. She's still really in her first racing preparation.
Yeah, she is tough. And she's put on 4 kilos since she's been there. You know, those trips into state, sometimes they stress out and go backwards and sometimes they thrive, and she has thrived. So Rose Hill's good. We stay at Gerald's there and the horses usually do well. So she's certainly done well. Just a matter of how she goes today. So I need a lot of information out of today to hopefully push into the binary.
What do you think of High Am in the last?
No, mate, it needs a wet track. I know its form looks horrible. It's a funny mare. You know, she's so one-paced. And then, I don't know, towards the end of her races, she's tough enough. Look, Michael D sort of puts up a defence for her, but she want to pull her socks up. She want to get moving a bit.
In a defence, I think she gets a chance to lead again today. All her form's on speed.
Correct. And look, she's a real stayer. You know, she just doesn't fire under 2,000 metres. She can probably lead. She can probably lead, and that's her go. You know, so she gets to a certain speed, about the 600, and just holds that speed. You know, like, she can't quicken off it. She's got a lot of stamina about her, and that's what suits her up front, you know. She hasn't got enough turn of foot to be tactical, but, if she leads today, we get a real good look at her.
And, Mick, you've got four runners there at Flemington. Anything for our listeners there?
Flemington, Anjana, and Crone. Anjana and Crone. Oh, look, probably Anjana's the fresher of the two drawing the pole, D. Oliver. She's probably the fresher of those two. Are you allowed to bet in Adelaide up there?
Yeah, we're allowed.
Of course you can. We got Aussie dollars up here, you know.
They haven't got any left in Adelaide.
No.
Holy Command. We'll go to the front on that tight track and be hard to beat.
Race 5, number 6, on the Parks track at Morfordville. Hey, Mick, thanks for taking us. And interesting news during the week, partnership with Mick Kent Jr.
Yeah, well, I'm developing a Warrnambool stable down there, so there's 20 there at the moment, and then 40 down there, so I can't spread myself too thin, to be fair to clients, but good young lad, well-credentialed. I've got no idea what makes a good horse trainer, but anyway, we'll slot him in and give him a try and see how we go.
Good on you, mate. Good luck today up here.
No worries. Thanks.